Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we know that you're having a great time or you wouldn't still be here. Renee Schaff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is a longtime friend of ours and Vice President of Retirement and Investment Services at the Principal Financial Group. And Renee has been joining us over the years to introduce us to some companies, some organizations who have been doing a really good job and some innovative things in providing benefits to their employees, to their people, in a way that's good for the employees and it doesn't take the company down. And they've come up with some pretty ingenious ways to do this, and Renee's been nice enough to introduce us to them. Renee, welcome back to the show. Okay, all right, we've got another person, folks. Stephen Chapman is also going to be with us, and since we've got a couple of different folks here going on and we're coming on different lines, we're trying to get all that worked out. But what's been happening, folks, as you know, for years now, benefits, primarily health benefits, has been going through the roof at the rate of double digits a year, compounding over many years, so that you know, in 2000, 2001, 2003, 2004, the healthcare costs were going up at a rate of 10, 12, 13, 15, 16% a year, and then you compound that over a half a dozen years, and before long, you know, your companies many companies are having to say, you know what, I can't stay in business and continue to pay this. We're going to have to cut back. Sometimes we had to cut it out, cut out health care, cut out some of these benefits, and so, which is not a good thing. And so what the principal group has done is they've gone around the country and they found companies. Sometimes they were own competitors, who are people who were in the insurance business, that these companies found ways to through a number of different strategies to keep their benefits packages, especially healthcare, in line. I remember one that was from, I've forgotten what state they were from, but they had been on a 30-year program to cut smoking, to get their employees to stop smoking. They converted their smoking room into an exercise room, and they encouraged their people to do a better job of all that. And so these are the kinds of companies that we've been introducing you to, and I know you're going to get some great ideas on how to do a better job of providing benefits, quality benefits, and doing it so that it doesn't take the company down. Renee, are you there?
I am here, Jim.
Hi, Renee. It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Renee's VP of Retirement and Investment Services at the Principal Financial Group. Stephen, are you there? We don't have Stephen yet.
Well, I don't think we do.
I think we'll make that happen real soon. He's the chairman and president of ITA Group, which is one of the organizations, Renee, that you guys found that was doing such a great job.
That's absolutely right. ITA Group was a company that was selected by the panel of judges as one of this year's winners. And there are so many wonderful things about this company that really stood out to the judges. One of the things that really came through was the fact that ITA offers two separate retirement plans to their employees. And one of them is very noteworthy. It's an employee stock ownership program, mm-hmm. and the other is a 401k plan. And the other thing that really stood out to the judges about this company is the fact that they offer a very robust health plan, and they pay between 70 to 75% of the premiums for both employee and for dependent. Pretty outstanding.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
This day and time.
Exactly.
Well, I'm anxious to hear Stephen say how they pulled all that off, because I'm looking forward to hearing what ITA Group does as well. But they're part of your 10 best winners, and every year you come up with 10 different companies who are great examples of providing benefits to their employees.
Exactly. Every year we do a nationwide search for the 10 companies that excel in providing employee benefits to their employees. And what we're really looking for are those companies that provide long-term financial security for their employees through their benefit packages. And an independent panel of judges will look at all of the entrants and will select the 10 best. And every year, it seems that we come up with a list of the 10 best that is very impressive, both from a standpoint of their benefits, but also the way that they incorporate benefits into their business strategy.
And what we found is the long-term approach that they've been taking to these things. This one company I was mentioning, 30 years they've been working on holding their costs down. Stand by, Renee. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Renee Sheff is our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, Vice President of Retirement and Investment Services at Principal Financial Group out of the great state of Iowa, and Stephen Chapman, who's also in Iowa. Steve is the chairman, president, and CEO of ITA Group and one of the 10 best companies the Principal Financial Group has found for their best practices as employee benefits. Renee, I know you guys are really proud of Stephen. Steve, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here. Tell us about ITA Group. What do you guys do?
ITA Group's a performance marketing company. We actually design marketing strategies for companies that can do everything from sales incentives to product launches to training initiatives, quality initiatives. So we are all about performance marketing.
So everybody in Iowa is not all about corn, right?
No, we're all about it here.
There are other things out there, Renee, besides corn. There's financial services. There's marketing services. It's not just corn and call centers, right?
That's exactly right. There's more.
Just teasing them a little bit. Steve, here's a curveball out of left field. What are your employees going to do for you today? Today's a boss's day. Do you know that?
I didn't, but I actually hope they do the same thing they do every day.
Every day?
Just make me proud by their effort.
There you go. Okay, Renee, what is it that you like so much about ITA Group and made them one of your 10 best?
Well, the thing that impressed the judges so much about the ITA Group was their absolute commitment to long-term financial security, and that came through in several different ways. First off, ITA offers two separate retirement plans. The first one is an employee stock ownership program, or an ESOP, and the second is a very robust 401k plan. And then to top the whole benefit package off, they offer a very robust health program, and they pay a significant portion of both the employee and the dependent premiums, about 70 to 75%.
Now, Steve, when I hear Renee telling us all of that, I hear ka-ching, 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 big dollar signs, and it makes my bottom line really nervous when I hear things like that. How do you pull that off?
Well, we have a unique ownership structure in this company, and that is we're 100% employee owned. So
how long have
you
been
shareholders?
How long have you been employee owned?
We began the process of employee ownership in 1987. In fact, the fiscal year we just entered, September 1st, will mark our 20th year of employee ownership.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So that's what I meant, folks, when I said long term. You guys have been doing this a long time.
We have, and it's not just an ownership structure, it's a culture. We have really worked hard over the years to teach our people to think and act like owners, not just employees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been an important difference to our success.
Well, you know, that's something I've been talking about for a long time, Steve and Renee, is in the 21st century, we've got to have entrepreneurial employees, too. The entrepreneurs can't just be the people who run the companies. Right?
Well, there's no question. We all carry a business card, and some of the things we talk about in this company is every time I meet with a customer, supplier, or anyone we do business with in this company, I expect to make my fellow employees proud. And them carrying the same business card, that expectation for me is the same.
So, Renee, I guess I understand the ESOP thing and the employee ownership thing. You've got they're sharing the profits among all the owners, the different owners, but it still costs a lot of money, Steve, to do all this.
Well, to give you an idea of how powerful it is, in 1987 when we began this, we had a lot of our people at the time that were somewhat skeptical of exchanging their profit-sharing plan for shares of stock in the company.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at the profit-sharing plan as kind of money that actually they could see in some way.
And there still was plenty of 20th century thinking, paternalistic thinking back in those days, wasn't there?
Oh, yes, sir. When they looked at the company stock, they knew they were going to get shares, but they couldn't sell it unless they left, so they didn't really know what the value was going
to
do.
There was no aftermarket for those shares.
Only if they left.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been very fortunate. We've kept our head down. We've held ourselves accountable for the successful implementation of our business plan. We've continued to raise the bar on ourselves. And over the last 20 years, we have given our people more than an 18% return on that stock they own.
And that's
on top of a 7% contribution that our company places into their trust every year.
Hmm. Now, how does that return manifest for them? Do they get paid a dividend?
No, we have no dividend. So basically, it is just like stock you would own in a corporation. That stock continues to grow, and that value is yours.
Yeah.
How they will receive that value is when they retire or leave from our company, we buy their stock back.
Hopefully the increased price.
Well, it will be at the increased price. As I said, we hold ourselves accountable every mm-hmm. year.
How many different levels of ownership have you guys gone through? Top management in the last 20 years. Now, you're
not
the top
sure
man.
I understand.
How long have you been the chairman, president, CEO?
I've been president of the company since 1990.
Right.
I moved up to chairman as well as president. Would have been a 2000 or 2001.
Right. Stand by, folks. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Renee Schaff. She's with the Principal Financial Group. And Steve Chapman, he's with ITA Group. He's one of the principal's 10 best. Stay with us. 10 till.
I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Renee Schaff, VP of Retirement and Investment Services at Principal Financial Group, and the recipient of one of their 10 best awards, the Principal's 10 best awards, Steve Chapman, the Chairman, President, and CEO of ITA Group. Both of these companies are out of Iowa, but Renee, all your winners are not in Iowa, are they?
That's right. We have winners this year ranging from Virginia to Florida to Michigan. They're all over the map this year.
And you're going to be bringing us some of those other winners later as we go through the year, because I want to hear more about them. Renee, you give us your website for Principal, please.
It's www.principal, and Principal, the last syllable is P-A-L,
right.
.com.
And Steve, give us your website too, please.
www.itagroup.com.
Okay, so there you go, folks. And Renee, you've got some questions for Steve.
Yes, Steve, as we looked through your program, the judges were very, very impressed with your 401k plan. And I think it would be very interesting for you to share with our audience a little bit more about your 401k plan and what makes it so successful and what's driving that very high level of participation that you see.
The high level of participation really comes from a commitment to education. When you begin working within our company, one of the first things you go through is training on the benefits available to you as an employee owner of ITA Group. We really spend some time on the 401k and make sure that they are encouraged to participate. Our participation rate exceeds 90%. In fact, I think it was 94% last year. That makes us happy. It's not our goal. We want 100%. But the other thing that we do, which I think helps a great deal, is so many people really do not know how to manage the assets within their 401k plan. They're not quite sure how to direct their money. So we actually pay a money manager to come in and work with our people, independent of our company. They actually sit down and they walk through the available funds. They go through a little profile on the employee, their age, their financial goals, and they sit down and explain those options to that individual so that they can be comfortable making the call.
Have you seen that kind of help has increased your participation rate?
Not only helped our participation rate, but it also provides a higher level of confidence. Mm-hmm. And the reason is, like we all face, the markets, you know, they're not all one direction.
Right. And 401Ks become 201Ks sometimes. Huh?
And it's so important that employees think long term. And even when there's market corrections, they don't get nervous and start to make short-term decisions thinking they're doing right by their plan.
When someone starts talking about how their 401k is doing, you know, and if they complain about it, I say, well, how's your house doing today? And how much did your house appreciate today? That's not how you look at the value of your home. You've got to look at your 401k in a similar way, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, good for you in saying that. So many people get so emotional and so worried that it's not going to come back.
Well, 401k is not day trading. You know, you got to remember that. And I wanted to ask Renee.
When they hear it from a third party and not from us.
Right, Renee. One thing I wanted to ask about. One of the things we've seen that have been so prominent in your 10 best in the past, Renee, has been the way that they've incorporated wellness into their overall healthcare plan. Not just buying more insurance, but wellness. Steve, what have you guys done about that?
We work with one of our largest hospitals here in the community, and they actually come out and do wellness training programs within our company. They'll go through on a variety of subjects. It could be anything from physical conditioning to dietary to the concerns of diabetes and how they can avoid or help avoid.
Have you been able to get folks? Have you been able to get folks to cut back on their smoking?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, smoking, to be candid, I didn't bring it up because it almost doesn't exist.
Well, I have a way of solving that problem. I don't hire people who smoke, Renee.
That's one way to handle it.
I discriminate against people who smoke.
That's one way to handle it.
Well, no one is allowed to smoke anywhere around our facility, so there are no loading docks or any places for them to smoke here.
Yeah. They got to go out in the cornfield to smoke, don't they? They got to go out in the cornfield to smoke, don't they, Steve? Hey, Steve, thank you for being here. Congratulations. I'm proud of you guys.
Well, we're extremely proud of this award. In fact, of all the recognition we've received, it's one we're most proud of.
And when it comes from Renee Schaff, it doesn't get any better than that. Renee, congratulations on your new 10 best. We're looking forward to hearing about more of them in the months ahead.
Thank you, Jim.
Renee Schaff, ladies and gentlemen, that's principalal.com and itagroup.com. That's Steven's website, too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.